أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقاتلوهم حتى لا تكون فتنة ويكون الدين لله، فإن انتهوا فلا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام والحرمات قصاص، فمن اعتدى عليكم فاعتدوا عليه بمثل ما اعتدى عليكم، واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين. وقاتلوهم حتى لا تكون فتنة ويكون الدين لله، فإن انتهوا فلا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام والحرمات قصاص، فمن اعتدي عليكم فاعتدوا عليه بمثل ما اعتدي عليكم، واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Afterwards, inshallah, we are going to proceed with our exegesis and the explanations for how to pronounce the words of the nearest Quran, its connotations, knowing the specific moral meanings behind the verses, the interpretational meanings which affect the state of its sentences, its formation, and its sequences. If you could recall in our previous session, we are still on the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 193 to verse 194 of the second chapter, Surah Al-Baqarah. Of which in our previous session, we were discussing on some important lessons behind the verses. Behind the verses, as how the Almighty clearly mentioned, وَقَاتِلُوهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةٌ وَيَكُونَ الدِّينُ لِلَّهِ فَإِنْ انْتَهَوْا فَلَا عُدْوَانَ إِلَّا عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام والحرمات قصاص فمن اعتدى عليكم فاعتدوا عليه بمثل ما اعتدى عليكم واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين. So we discussed some of the important concepts behind these two verses. We discussed about the power of negotiations and the due process for it. We mentioned about recompense, the legal recompense and particularly we were under some important elaboration with regards to that statement, والحرمات قصاص. As I caught a statement of Sheikh Abd al-Rahman bin Nasir bin Abdullah al-Sa'id in his magnum opus, Book of Tafsir, Taysir al-Kalim al-Rahman, fi Tafsir al-Kalam al-Mannan, in the first volume, page 89. As we are discussing within some of his elaborations and commentaries with regards to والحرمات قصاص, of which we mentioned about some legal prohibitions, the alternative legal punishment, the alternative legal actions. Normally we call this concept with different names in the point of jurisdiction, in the point of jurisprudence, particularly in law. We call that as alternative legal punishment, alternative legal actions, alternative legal resolution, alternative dispute resolution. We either call it ALA, alternative legal actions, ALP, alternative legal punishment, ALR, alternative legal resolution, ADR, alternative dispute resolution, all this. Meaning the same issue. When such commentaries given by Sheikh Abd al-Rahman bin Nasir bin Abdullah al-Sa'id mention about one offense of organ harvesting, organ harvested. Where he mentioned that whoever harvest an organ of other individual, such person shall be punished. This is in terms of illegality. Do not gain in a kind of misanalysis. Hope you did not get the point in a wrong perception. Don't get confused. Don't get confused with the issue of organ donation. Organ transplant. Those are separate issues. Those are legal as far as the ethics are maintained. As far as the medical ethics are maintained. But the point that we were discussing is organ harvesting, where he mentioned the offense is that the person harvested an organ. For such person shall be punished. Recently there was a case of one young lady. She just went out into the town, one particular city. Unfortunately, some miscreants held her for ransom, and they called. They call her next of kin, her families. And her family were told that she was kidnapped. But what they were saying is that they were dedicated to, or they are dedicated to just take one of her kidneys. They just want to harvest her organ. You know how the human organs are valued. So that's what I mentioned yesterday. You need to be careful. You should find for yourself a way of survival. There are so much problems this time. Do not consider this life of 21st century. As an easy life. Although it is very easy, but if you are acquainted with some measures, with some terms, so better you take measures, Allah is to add. Value your organs, Allah is to add. And they have so much processes in this kind of issues. Although some political issues can get included in any offense, Allah must add, whether with facts or without. But one thing is that, as far as you did not get into this kind of tragedies, so prevention is better than cure. Take measures, Allah must add. And some of the years ago, we never heard of this kind of crimes, or they end prevalent as how they are prevalent in this our years. So whoever harvested the organ of another person, such person shall be brought to justice. And be put into exile. Such person should be judged. such person should be punished. So much cases, do not just reflect your mind to a case of one person or two person or some individuals. So the basic point of the discussion is the alternative legal actions. In some of the law violations, in some of the offenses. And this is good. It is vital to understand these terms of legality. This terms of jurisdictions, because so much of our current affairs are related to jurisdiction. Better if you know it, if you are familiar with the issues. Third, you should not get into a kind of a situation where you would waste your time and you would waste the time of other people or the legal assistants. Allahu musta'an. Better if you know, or if you are familiar with these issues, so you would decrease the frequency, the level of cases that are commonly increasing within the daily basis. Allahu musta'an. So if you could recall also, we were on one of the statement of Imam Sa'idi, where he was mentioning about فَمَنْ اِتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَعَتَدُوا عَلَيْهِ وَمِسْلِ مَا اِتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ. But before going to that, I mentioned about organ donation. This concept is lawful according to all the religious concepts, as far as the donor has given the organ to the recipient with due consent, without any enforcement. And also according to the law. Yes, indeed. Human has the right in organ possession. So if a person has the zeal to sell out his or her vital organ to someone, this is also approved by the laws of some nations. Allahu musta'an. You know, there are sperm donors, those that they sell out their sperms, for example. There are cell donors, those who sell out the cells. These are all allowed, permitted legally, according to the jurisdictions of some nations. Well, some of the nations, they have some certain restrictions on those kind of matters. Because with the prevalence of illiteracy within communities, those issues can be transformed to other criminal offenses. Allahu musta'an. Some people may end up harvesting the organ of an innocent person, and they would claim that the person sold the organ to them. So better if you know the legal matters. They are very helpful. In the recent month, in this year, we had so many legal indictments, law bills, so much popular indictment. Like the indictment of His Excellency Donald Trump, no? It is Guyana. There is a case of Andrew Tate. Andrew Tate. You know, he has some issues with the government, of Romania and also UK. And there is also a case for a case of Ike Ikeremoye, you know, on a particular politician, former vice president of the Nigerian Senate. And I think his case is also related to organ harvesting. Allah musta'an. The person is a politician. So a case against a politician is a different point of view. Allahu musta'an. And also there is a recent case of one popular soccer player, football player. That is Dani Alves. You know, case is about sexual rape. Allahu musta'an. So you know, you don't know the issue that would emerge by chance. So better if you know this kind of issues, it will help you to take measures. So that some risks would be avoided. We are discussing about the alternative legal resolutions, legal punishment, legal actions, dispute resolutions. From the commentary given by Sheikh Abdul Rahman bin Nasir bin Abdullah al-Sa'idi. When he was given the commentary about فَمَنْ اِعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَاَعْتَدُوا عَلَيْهِ مِثْلِ مَا اَعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ. He mentioned the sifat al-mumathala. The sifat al-mumathala, the way of the equality. You know? Equality, law of equality in punishment. So he described that as we highlighted yesterday. Also he mentioned ولما كانت النفوس في الغالب لا تقف على حدها إذا رخص لها في المعاقبة لطلبها التشفي. You know, God mentioned فمن اعتدى عليكم فاعتدوا عليه بمثل ما اعتدى عليكم. Whoever terrorized against you, whoever crossed the limit against you, فاعتدوا عليه. So you can cross the limit against the person, but what legally? From the point of law, the person that crossed the limit is considered as a plural person. It came in a plural tense. But God mentioned, فَاعْتَدُوا عَلَيْهِ. This is another linguistical benefit. Take note of this. فَمَنْ اِعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَاعْتَدُوا عَلَيْهِ. This from my own commentary. Allah must ask. فَمَنْ اِعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ. Whoever crossed the limit against you, whoever terrorized against you, فَاعْتَدُوا عَلَيْهِ. Then you can cross the limit against the person, meaning you can punish the person, as the person is the one that initiated the bullshit. So but God mentioned the command in a plural form, فَاعْتَدُوا عَلَيْهِ. This is indicating that the punishment should be a collective one, a collaborative one. So establishing the law, implementation of the law requires collaboration. It's not the action of a single person. It's not an action dedicated for a single individual. Law decision, a single person can make. But implementing the law, or execution, or punishment, or enforcing the law is something that requires collaboration. So that's one of the wisdom behind the fi'lu amri that came in the plural form. فَمَنْ اِعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ Whoever crossed the limit, crossed limit against you, فَعَتَدُوا عَلَيْكُمْ Therefore, then you punish the person. Then you cross the limit also. You shall cross the limit against the person. But God mentioned, فَعَتَدُوا عَلَيْكُمْ The person that committed the offense might be a single person. So even if that offense is a single offense, or it's a single person that committed the offense, so in terms of the punishment should be in a collaborative form. Otherwise there will be problem. And this is indicating that people are not to take law onto their hands. Because anything that is regarding the public, they are under the eye of authority. It is an authority that decide for the public, that decide public order. So God gave the order to the public. Indirectly, God is referring the order to the authority, the government. So in terms of legal provisions, government have the right to bring the person to justice that committed the offense. But how? Through a collaborative processes. That's what the religion now is highlighting, the religious jurisdiction. Explain. So going back to the point I quote from the statement of Imam Sa'id, فَمَنْ اِتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَاَتَدُوا عَلَيْهِ مِسْلِمَ اَتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ He said that, as how the minds of the people, وَلَمَّا كَانَتِ النُّفُوسِ As how the mind, the mentalities of the people were, فِي الْغَالِبِ usually, لا تكف على حدها إذا رخص لها في المعاقبة لطلبها التشفي. Even ease is given to it. Is given to the mentality. The human's mentality in terms of punishment. If ease is given to humans in terms of punishment, in terms of a bail, for example, yes, there is a chance for amnesty, there is a chance for bail, but normally this is a kind of ease, for example. So naturally, if an ease is given to humans to decide on a matter and to walk by it. So they may end up crossing the limits. So that's the reason why God mentioned وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ أَمَرَ تَعَالَى بِلُزُومِ تَقَوَاهُ الَّتِي هِيَ الْوُقُوفَ عِنْدَ حُدُودِ So God, the Almighty, you command towards affirming to His peers. You should fear God. As far as the person committed the offense, you have the right to bring the person to justice, to punish the person, to retaliate. So you in the legal system, the judges, the government officials, should fear God in that also. Do not punish the person beyond estimation. What me tajawizha? Without causing the limit of law in the punishment. Many some of the 3 days I had some years ago, I used to visit to some correctional centers, or what people popularly known as prisons. Sometimes if you are discussing with some of the inmates, and also like the normal cells, for example, the common like correctional centers, some they used to mention their experiences, the kind of punishment they receive, for example, they receive, which is sometimes beyond estimation. Yes, as far as the offense is found and is held legally, so such person shall be punished legally. But the official should not cross the limit in the punishment. Not cross the limit of law also. None of using electrical shock, electric electrify the person. Or for example, cutting the fingers of the person with chisel. Or with flies. That is beyond the limits of law. But in terms of interrogation, there is interrogation. We are not talking about interrogation. We are talking about legal action, legal punishment. In terms of interrogation, that is a separate issue. And even in terms of interrogation, we know the fundamental human rights. We shouldn't violate the human rights even in terms of interrogation. Review how the developed communities are dealing with some law offenders. They interrogate the individuals in a pleasant way. They interrogate the person while giving it to the person a cup of tea, as how Umar radiallahu anhu mentioned about some law offenders. The way to interrogate them, you need to, the way to deal with them, like to interrogate them, you need to feed them with good diet, nutritional diet. Go into ourselves, our correctional centers, our prisons, to have a kind of survey to review the food that the inmates are having. Some of the inmates used to mention even that a common salt that they would put on their meal, they would add onto their meals, or the sugar in their pap, or in their oat, they used to purchase from their own pocket within the inmate. Allah musta'an. Even if they are low offenders, they are our citizens, they are citizens. They shall be treated humanely. They should not be treated in an inhumanly manner. So need to be given good nutritional diet. As Umar radiallahu anhu recommends to some categories of law offenders that they are to be given ragiv on daily basis. Pizza. They should be filled with pizza, burger, donut, a special cake. This is the absolute way to find the right answer. Let them be calm. But some of the offenders were put into a kind of psychological trauma. They may confess what they do not even commit. It can happen. This is a psychological trauma they are within. Allah musta'an. This in terms of justice. So that's the reason why God mentioned that. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ Fear God. And that's the reason why the Almighty mentioned, and also in order to be affirmed to that, also to be affirmed to the issue of righteousness, the issue of piety, the issue of piousness in terms of punishment. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ And know that God is together with the pious, the righteous. So if you punish a person rightly, according to the law, God is together with you. And you will never be forsaken by God. And you will never be forsaken by God. And that's why when he cited the last clause, last sentence in verse 194, وَلَوْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ He said, أَيْ بِالْعَوْنِ وَالنَّصْرَ وَالتَّعِيدَ وَالتَّوْفِيقَ بِالْعَوْنِ God is together with you, with support. We get support from God. Even if your families are not together with you in that trial, they don't support you. You would get God's support. When nasr and victory, you would definitely win. You win the case, for example. If the person is guilty or not guilty, such person can be a winner or a loser. And if a judge make a judgment or punish a law offender, such jury or jurist or judge might be a winner or a loser. So if you follow the perfect protocol with the due process, God is together with you, with His support and victory. What ta'ayyudu wa tawfiq? What ta'ayyida wa tawfiq? An inspiration and accuracy. God will ginger you to have more energy in that time, driving the resolutions, in making a decision in that. For the Mamsa Edimation, ومن كان الله معه حصل له السعادة الأبدية ومن كان الله معه whoever that God is together with the person whoever that God is together with him or with her any individual that God stand for that person حصل له السعادة الأبدية حصل له السعادة الأبدية an everlasting salvation everlasting success would get to the person would be successful ومن لم يلزم التقوى تخلى عنه وليه That's what he also mentioned as I quote. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَلْزِمَ التَّقَوَى وَمَنْ لَمْ يَلْزِمَ التَّقَوَى Where I fail to affirm to the fear of God. فَخَلَّ أَنْهُ وَلِيُّ His favorite. Would dissociate from the person. Who is your favorite? You have your family, you have your relatives, you have your friends. And ahead you have God the Almighty. For God is your favorite. So God will also dissociate from your own decision. So God has nothing to do with your own actions, with your own decisions. For if you cross the limit, فوكله إلى نفسه فصار حلاقه أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد. God will humiliate the person. The person will get humiliated. God will disregard the person. فوكله إلى نفسه. أو فوكله إلى نفسه. And he will leave him with himself. Would allow you your problems. فَصَارَ هِلَاكُهُ أَقْرَبُ قَرِيبًا فَصَارَ هِلَاكِهِ أَقْرَبُ قَرِيبًا The destruction of the person would be the most close error. أقرب قريبا أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد would be much closer to the person than the jaglaben من حبل الوريد than the vein of the jagla the carotid artery you know how important the jagla vein is so you Sensation. The destruction would be quite near to you. As far as you, if you fail to follow the due processes. Wallahu musta'an. So for you to understand the information contained in this particular verses, فقاتلوهم حتى لا تكون فتنة ويكون الدين لله وإن انتهوا فلا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام والحرمات قصاص من اعتدى عليكم فاعتدوا عليه بمثل ما اعتدى عليكم. You need to relate the information found in this verses with the information mentioned in Surah Ash-Shura, verse 40 and 41 of Surah Ash-Shura. The sin of the Almighty, وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٌ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلَهَا. And the sin of the Almighty, فَمَنْ اِعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ وَلِمَنْ تَصَرَ بَعْدَ ظُلْمِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ. That is in Surah Ash-Shura, verse 41. And also the saying of the Almighty, when عاقبتم فعاقبوا بمثل ما عوقبتم به. When عاقبتم فعاقبوا بمثل ما عوقبتم به. That is in Surah Al-Nahl, verse 126. So if you want to understand, فمن اعتدى عليكم فاعتدوا عليه بمثل ما اعتدى عليكم. Whoever transgresses against you, you should also transgress against the person. You need to be led with the sin of the Almighty. وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٌ وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلَهَا. The reward of evil action is evil similar to it. وَلِمَنْ تَصَرَ بَعْدَ ظُلْمِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ. However, retaliate, whoever revenge after an operation that was done against the person, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ. For such category, there is no any way against it, no any way of blame against such category. Also, God mentioned in Surah Al-Nahl, وَإِنْ أَعْقَبْتُمْ, if you were persecuted, you were punished, وَعَقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا عُوقِبْتُمْ, then you can avenge with similar to what you were persecuted with. Because these verses were together jurisdictionally. If you take one portion of this verse of Surah Al-Baqarah without relating with the information in Surah Ash-Shura, and what's the wisdom behind? It is like a kind of code. This verse was verse 194 in Surah Al-Baqarah. وَمَنْ اِعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَاعْتَدُوا عَلَيْهِ بِمِثْلِ مَا اِعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ. And similar information was mentioned in Surah Ash-Shura. The consultation, that is the meaning of Shura. So if you want to derive a legal judgment, you need to consult. You need to have a kind of meeting. Do you get it? So all those issues were discussed in Surah Ash-Shura. And likewise in Surah Al-Nahl, if you want to have the reward, you want to benefit, you want to have the dividends of your actions, you know, Surah Al-Nahl, meaning a honey. Allahumma musta'an. So if you want to drink a honey, if you want to drink the honey of your endeavor, if you really want to consume the red soup, if you want to consume the red stew, as someone could say, Allahumma musta'an. If you want to enjoy the dividends of your actions, then follow accordingly. Follow in accordance to the law. follow the law and order. Also God mentioned in Surah Al-Nahl, when aqabtu fa'aqibu bimithli ma uqibtu bihi. And similar to the interpretation of Ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Abbas, he said all these verses were revealed to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was even a statement of Ibn Abbas which was cited by Abi Dawood. In his An-Nasikh, in his book of An-Nasikh, An-Nasikh wal-Mansukh. Also Ibn Jarir, Ibn Jarir al-Tabari cited the statement of Abdullah ibn Abbas. Also Ibn al-Munzir. Also Ibn Abi Hatim, and also Imam al-Bahaqi in his Sunan regarding the sin of the Almighty, فَمَنْ اِتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَعَتَدُوا عَلَيْهِ وَمِثْلُ مَا اَتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ مِثْلَهَا. And the sin of the Almighty, وَإِنْ أَعْقَبْتُمْ فَعَاقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا عُوقِبْتُمْ بِهِ. That verse in Surah Al-Nahl. He said all these verses were revealed to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was at Mecca, before even Hijrah. You know, in the previous session, I make mention, meaning in the last two sessions, I make mention that even after the revelation of this verse, being the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as an authority, he did not avenge against the Quraysh at them. He followed the law. He has some negotiations that happened between him and them. Allahu musta'an. So likewise, as I quote for you the commentary of Sheikh Abdul Rahman Ibn Nasir al-Din al-Si'li regarding the alternative legal actions, his commentaries on this verse 195. If you check in the first volume, page 89, he made the commentary in a brief way, as we have, as I quote for you, so for you to understand the point of the discussion, you need to go back to Surah Ash-Shura, the commentary of Imam al-Sa'idi, his exegesis of that particular verse of Surah Ash-Shura that I gave you an example of Surah Ash-Shura. Then you need to amalgamate the commentaries he made. Then in such, you would get the exact point of the discussion. وجزاء سيئة سيئة مثلها. As God mentioned, the reward of an evil act is evil similar to it. فمن عفا وأصلح فأجره على الله إنه لا يحب إن الله لا يحب إنه لا يحب الظالمين. That is verse 40 in Surah Ash-Shura. وجزاء سيئة سيئة مثلها فمن عفا وأصلح فأجره على الله إنه لا يحب الظالمين ولمن انتصر بعد ظلمه فأولئك ما عليهم من سبيل إنما السبيل على الذين يظلمون الناس ويبغون في الأرض بغير الحق أولئك لهم عذاب أليم. ولمن انتصر ولمن صبر وغفر إن ذلك لمن عظم الأمور. God mentioned the reward and evil is evil similar to it. فمن عفا what for whoever pardon وأصلح أن the person negotiates فأجره على الله. The reward of the person is in the side of God. The reward of the person is value for God. وجزاء سيئة سيئة مثلها. The result, the recompense for an evil is an evil like that. فمن عفا وأصلح فأجره على الله. But whoever forgive, whoever pardon, and negotiate and make reconciliations, make reconciliation, فأجره على الله. His reward is due from God. إنه لا يحب الظالمين. Verily, He dislikes the oppressors. So do not oppress. Don't oppress your fellow humans. As God mentioned, وَلِمَنْ تَصَرَ بَعْدَ ظُلْمِهِ وَلِمَنْ تَصَرَ بعد ظلمه فأولئك ما عليهم من سبيل. And indeed, whosoever takes revenge after he has suffered a persecution, after he has suffered a problem, after he has suffered an injustice, فلمن تصر بعد ظلمه. And indeed, whosoever takes revenge after he has suffered oppression, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ. For such, there is no way against them. There is no way of blame against such categories. You suffered an oppression. You were oppressed. And later you decided. You decided to revenge. There is no blame against such person. For God mentioned, إِنَّمَا السَّبِيلُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يُظْلِمُونَ النَّاسَ وَيَبَغُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. The way of blame, the blame is only against those who oppress people, those who oppress humans, and wrongly rebel in the earth, wrongly rebel in the world, they wrongly set corruption on us. These are to be blamed. These are the categories to be blamed. As far as we did not initiate the wrongdoing, and you were wrong, you took an avenge. You took an avengement. You avenge, you revenge. No blame on you. If you follow the due process, you follow the law, you follow the matter through a legal process, there is no any way of blame against you. But if you decide to take the law into your hands, then you also cross a limit. There is a blame on you. But if you follow the legal process. In order to revenge, and you did not cross limits, there is no any way of blame against you. The blame is to those categories of individuals that oppress their fellow humans, that oppress their humans, they oppress the citizens without any consent, without any valid reason, wrongly. And likewise, another category are those who rebel on us, rebel on the world. ويبغون في الأرض بغير الحق like the criminals, the terrorists, for example, like the corrupt, بغير الحق, بغير الحق, without right, without any responsibility, without any reason. So this are to be blamed. And God mentioned, أولئك لهم عذاب أليم. For this category, they have a painful punishment. The punishment for rebels, the punishment for the oppressors is a great one. The punishment is like, it's not like a punishment for petty theft, like for example, this domino. All those kind of minor punishment in minor offenses. These are great offenses. These are criminal offenses. Rebellion, oppression is a criminal offense. Do you get it? So, how God mentioned. For this category, those who are rebelling against the appeal of humans without any valid reason, and those that oppress individuals, they oppressed individuals without any valid reason either. For such, there would be a painful punishment, a painful torment. Their hour would be tormentors, would be a direct punishment, a direct legal punishment. Here in the dunya, likewise in the akhirah, if justice is not done, if the justice is not met, here in the world, in the hereafter, there would be a great justice. Allahumma ista'an. Yawm al-qiyamah, the day of judgment, the day of resurrection. So God mentioned in that particular chapter, Surah Shura, وَلِمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. Verily, whosoever shows our patience and forgives, that would truly be from the matters of determination. If you are well determined, you would definitely pardon, you would definitely forgive in some wrongdoing that was done against you, or some mistake that was done against you, or some offenses. If you are well determined, if you are diplomatic, you are democratic, if you are a well intellectual politician, you may follow on some matters, you may forgive, you may pardon in some issues. Allahumma ista'an. So the point of the discussion, mahal al-shahid, point of the discussion, is to analyze the commentary, the exegesis done by Imam al-Sa'idi to the verses of Surah al-Shura, that is verse 40 and 41, which are related to verse 194 of Surah al-Baqarah, of which he clearly stated. He clearly stated in his book of Tafsir, after mentioning those verses. He said, ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ فِي هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ, God mentioned in this verse. مِنْ وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةُ مِثْلُهَا. He said, ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ فِي هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ مَرَاتِبُ الْعُقُوبَةِ, God mentioned in this verse the level of punishment, the level of legal actions, forms of legal actions. وَأَنَّهَا عَلَى ثَلَاثِ مَرَاتِبُ, that they are under three levels. They are under three levels. Legal actions are under three levels, according to what God briefly stated in those verses of Surah Ash-Shura. But if you analyze the information contained in the verse of our exegesis, verse 194 of Surah Al-Baqarah, while amalgamating with the verses of Surah Ash-Shura and that of Surah Al-Nahl, then we'll be able to find so many levels of legal actions. So Sheikh Abdurrahman bin Nasir al-Sa'idi mentioned that God mentioned about the stages, the levels of legal actions. وَأَنَّهَا عَلَى ثَلَاثِ مَرَاتِبٍ, that they are on three levels, under three levels. عَدْلٌ وَفَدْلٌ وَظُلْمٌ, justice, merit, and enforcement. Justice, wafadlun, and merit, and also enforcement. So illegal actions, there would be justice. Illegal actions, there would be merit also. And legal actions, there would be enforcement. So this is one of the side benefits of legal actions. That's the reason why we recommend, go to the court, consult your legal assistants, consult your lawyers, your advocates. You would get solutions in your problems. Consult your advocate, as we wish an advocate, a legal advocate, should not transform, should not avoid the law, because the more a legal advocate bridges a law, the more he gets transformed. The more the person gets transformed into a devil advocate, you need to be a legal advocate, not a devil advocate. You get it. Allahumma ista'an. So in the legal actions lies justice, lies merit, and lies enforcement. These are the points mentioned by Sheikh Abdurrahman bin Nasir al-Sa'idi, rahimahullah. He further mentioned Maktabat al-Adl, the point of justice, the level of justice in terms of legal action. Jaza'u sayyi'atu bi sayyi'atin mithlaha. Recompense of the evil with an evil similar to it. That is justice. That is the justice in terms of legality, in terms of legal action. Recompensing an evil after due investigation, after confirmation that the wrong is done, without any justifiable fact or reason. So it must be recompensed with an evil similar to it. لا زيادة ولا نقص. No increment, neither decrement. Neither increment, no decrement in the recompense. فالنفس بالنفس. Soul versus soul. If you terminate a life of your fellow human beings, then you should know the consequences. Soul versus soul. وكل جارحة بالجارحة المماثلة لها. For any organ harvested would be equality in that organ. It was harvested. If you harvest someone's organ, there would be definitely equality through legal punishment. والمال يضمن بمثله. And a wealth can be compensated. Can be compensated with another wealth similar to it. Yesterday we mentioned about the ADR, alternative dispute resolution. In the companies, you would have so many. You would hear so many disputes. In the industries, in our businesses, in our marketing, easily you can get all sort of issues. So there are ways to resolutions. There are ways to punishment if an offense is committed. Yesterday we mentioned how a monetary offense is to be resolved. That is in the hand of the government. The government can decide on that. Government have thus supreme power, supreme authority. To punish anybody that committed an offense without adhering to the normal circumstances, by breaching the law, for example. So the government has an optimum right to handle any problem related to law breathing. Allahu Musta'an. So as far as legal provisions, the government is ultimately entitled to pursue alternative to problems. Pursue alternative legal actions against those who have problems, or those who have brought problems to its citizens. If that is easy achieved, then the government has the optimum right, most especially in situations where the fundamental human rights are violated. So as far as the law is concerned, as far as the legal prohibitions, authority is ultimately entitled. Government has the supreme power to implement alternative legal actions against those who have brought any problem, any headache, any menace to its citizens at any circumstance. And most especially, if the fundamental rights of the citizens, of the humans, are violated. So these are some of the points that we should be familiar with. Illegal actions, there is justice. There is merit and also enforcement and even beyond. For if you analyze the point of jurisdiction, if you analyze other verses, we are talking about jurisdiction. You analyze the ahadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you would see on this level, levels of legal actions, forms of legal actions that Imam Sa'idi is talking about. There are several levels of legal actions that can be taken in response to a legal issue or a dispute. And these levels that we are discussing can vary depending on the severity of the issue and the desired outcome. What is desired? What are you seeking in the case? Also matters. So as we know, some of the common level of legal actions include negotiation, like the saying of the Almighty, when imra'atun khafat min ba'liha nushuzan aw iradan فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا أَيُّسْلِهَا بَيْنَهُمَا سُلْحَ. This is the second level. The first level is وَالَّتِي تَخَافُونَ نُشُوزَهُنَّ فَعِذُوهُنَّ وَهَجُرُوهُنَّ فِي الْمَدَاجِئِ وَدْرِبُوهُنَّ وَالَّتِي تَخَافُونَ نُشُوزَهُنَّ فَعِذُوهُنَّ. This is the first stage, negotiation. If you want to follow the law and order, is one among the levels of legal actions. Negotiation. As we had, Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam had a negotiation with the Quraysh at Hudaybiyah, Sulh al-Hudaybiyah. So he's emphasizing on how the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam adhered to the law and order. So negotiation, this is often the first step in resolving a legal issue. If you want to resolve a legal issue, try negotiating. Where parties involved in a dispute try to reach a settlement or agreement without going to the court. Now that I'm going to the court, if this is domestic issue, you know, in the last Ramadan, we discussed about resolving internal conflicts and the external conflict, the way to resolve internal conflict and the external conflict. Some of the domestic violence can be resolved through the وَاللَّاتِي تَخَافُونَ نُشُوزَهُنَّ فَعِذُوهُنَّ وَهَجُرُوهُنَّ فِي الْمَدَاجِعِ وَاضْرِبُوهُنَّ. Just negotiate between your wife, you and your wife, or between you as the husband, between you as the wife with your husband. Some domestic problems, come together, review the matters, discuss without going to the court. Some of the matters that you waste your time, you brought headed to the legal assistance, to your families, to your relatives, are just minor issues that can be solved, can be resolved through negotiation. A problem between you and your girlfriend can be resolved in a short period of time. Just negotiate. Allahu musta'an. There is another level, mediation. In a mediation, as we know, a neutral third party, a third party person, helps facilitate communication and negotiation between parties in order to reach the resolution. A third party also helps that the sign of the Almighty, فَبْعَثُ حَكَمًا مِنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِنْ أَهْلِهَا يُرِيدَ إِسْلَاهَ يُوَفِقَ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا. So mediation also is found within the level of legal actions. Also arbitration. Arbitration is also helpful, where a neutral third party acts as a judge, like the ulama, the mashayikh, for example, the sheikh al-qabila, you know, in Hijaz. Normally, each qabila has a sheikh, like the local leaders that we are having. The emirs that you have, for example, they have a keyword in arbitration. The elderly, the wali, your favorite person, can serve as a judge in such domestic matters, in such issues, in such internal conflicts, where a person can make a decision on the dispute, which is usually binding on both parties. You see? So this is with regards to some minor problems. The major problems also came with some negotiations, mediation, arbitration, better before taking the law into your hands, where you can get help of third party. You need to be democratic, you need to be diplomatic in some matters. If you are purposely willing for resolution, Allahumma musta'an. You need to persevere, you need to be patient for a while. And also there is another level of legal action that is very vital. That is litigation. And that is utilize when neither negotiation, mediation, or arbitration are unsuccessful. What is me? Choose to go to the court and have a judge or a jurist, that is a jury, to make a decision on the legal issue. So if the mashayikh, your local mashayikh, your shuyukh, your local shuyukh, your local cleric, your local scholars, your local leaders, the city mayor, the aim is failed to resolve the problem, a person can go directly to the court. For that is what we call litigation. Litigation, legal, and also there is another level, which is in jurisprudence, you consider it as the fifth level. That is an appeal. You get it? So if a party is not satisfied with the outcome of a court case, they are not satisfied with the outcome of the case, they may choose to appeal the decision to a higher court. So this is what we consider the appeal. So suppose if we are to follow these processes that the Almighty highlight to us in the ayah, different ayahs, different verses, so many verses, most of our problems would get resolved. Most of the domestic violence would get castrated, would be emancipated before even reaching to the appeal level. Negotiate, mediate, arbitrate, litigate before appeal. So supposedly, you do the appeal, you do the appealing process also, and that doesn't work it out. The justice that is desired is not done. There is another stage, that is enforcement. Once a legal decision has been made, parties may need to take a further legal action to enforce the decision, such as obtaining a court order for compliance. And that's one of our community's problems. They are thinking that the constitution is not allowing legal punishment. No, you are to follow the due processes. You know, some of the families, they were having some issues with regards to legal punishment, like the issues of capital punishment. They used to blame the government, that government is not implementing that or the system of their government is not enforcing that. No, you need to follow that. After the judgment, there are other processes that are to be followed. It's not that the judge make a decision that the accused would be finalized, whether the accused is guilty or not. For example, there are also due processes that you need to follow. So these are just a few examples of the level of legal actions that can be taken in response to a legal issue. The appropriate level of action, as I highlight to us, will depend on the specific circumstances, the type of case matters, and the desired outcome also. Suppose if the wrongdoing of the accused is to a higher level, then he need to be under capital punishment. And the decision made by the jury is not to that level. So you need to further proceed. In order for a perfect decision to be enforced, Allah musta'an. And that was to the level of appeals, for example. We have the court of appeal that is responsible for that. So, those individuals within your communities, they are very important. You have the counselors. You have the chairman and the chairwoman. You have the House of Representatives or individuals. You have the lawmakers, those that are in the House of Senate. Some of your local problems, some of your domestic problems are to be reported to them. They will easily solve the issues for you without even going to the court. But in some issues, better if you go to the court. Do you get it? For these individuals that I gave the example for you, they are also a court on itself. So beyond also, there are other levels of legal actions. Due to your time limitation, we are going to have a full stop here. So we are going to proceed further in our upcoming session with the exegesis and the elaborations regarding the forms of legal action, and to proceed with the statement that I quote for us of Imam Sa'idi in his book of Tafsir, Taysir Kareem Rahman, Fi Tafsir Kalam al Mannan, in the first volume, page 760 to page 761, where he was given the exegesis or the interpretation of those verses of Surah Ash-Shura. And day after, we would go back to the point of our discussion, verse 194 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Whatsoever we discuss within these few minutes, we ask God the Almighty to reward us in it. And whatsoever that interface of any filthy statement or unnecessary point, we ask God the Almighty to erase that from our deeds and to reward us also. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. يا مدن رحمة من ربنا.